name is Boris. I'm from South Africa, and there I run my own software development company that focuses on C++. So we try to design some interesting tools and libraries, and been doing that for the past 10 years almost.
Awesome.
So maybe a little bit more about what we actually do. One of the things is the object relational mapper for C++, which supports various platforms and databases. It's also open source. So.
Oh, very cool.
Go try it.
So you're a speaker at the conference. When did you have your talk already, or was it previous?
Yes, it was on Monday.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I was pretty jet lagged. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long is your flight from South Africa?
That was two flights altogether, about 20 hours.
Wow.
I was giving a talk at 3 a.m. my time, so that was an interesting experience.
Well, at least you got to enjoy the rest of the conference because it got out of the way.
Yeah.
How did it go for you, do you think?
The conference or the talks?
The talks first. We'll talk about
it. It was good. I got some interesting questions from the audience. And
very cool. So what was your topic about?
It was actually ODB, the Object Relational Mapping System,
okay,
that I just mentioned earlier.
Okay. Can you talk about it maybe a little more in detail?
Well, I'm sure most people are familiar with the idea that the kind of the main idea is to not to have to deal with tables and columns and write SQL by hand, and instead of deal with C++ classes and data members. And we already know about frameworks like Hibernate for Java or Entity Framework for C#. And there wasn't really actually anything like that for C++, and that's kind of the idea I came. So tried to design a Hibernate or Entity Frameworks C++.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So on the topic of CppCon, what are your impressions of the first CppCon conference ever?
It's pretty awesome. It's quite impressive to see, you know, the huge room, 500 people, and they all came, you know, to learn or to listen or to talk about C++.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's probably was the largest C++ crowd that I've ever seen in one room.
Okay. Have you been to?
I've been to other conferences. I've been to C++ Now a couple of times.
Okay. Cool. And where were those held?
That was in Aspen.
Okay.
Yeah, and that okay. conference is about 150 people.
Okay. Very
around that. So this one is almost what, three times as large.
About that size. Anything else about like you and C++ that you'd like to share with the audience?
I don't know. I've been doing that pretty much since I started programming.
Mm-hmm.
So I still remember buying a Strauss-Trupp book in a shop in Moscow. So
very cool.
It was winter.
And what inspired you to start the company, and how did you get involved with that?
That's actually an interesting story. I worked in Nashville at Vanderbilt University. There's an institute for software integrated systems with and Doug Schmidt, also a C++ figure, was running a group there. So I joined their group for a couple of years. And then during that time, I developed a prototype for a tool that, you know, helped to parse XML. And the group wasn't really interested. It wasn't really the area that the group focused on. But I wanted to continue developing the tool.
Mm-hmm.
So we also decided to go back to South Africa, me and my wife. And there I thought, why not give it a try? And
that's
how I started.
Awesome. Seems like it's worked out for you. You've been in business for 10 years, so
yeah.
that's pretty awesome. Well, Boris, thanks so much for coming by and talking with us, and I hope you'll continue to enjoy the rest of the conference, and hopefully your flight back will not be too terrible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.